Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light, focusing on LL Daily Insight number 11. So today we continue to focus on chapter 27 of Tehillim Psalms, and the reason why we focus on Perek Chav Zayin is that it is the focus of the month of Elul, the theme in Perek Chav Zayin, which is King David yearning to be closer to God and feeling his spiritual presence. We also include Perek Chav Zayin in our daily liturgy at the conclusion of the morning and evening tefillah prayer services. So today I want to focus on the words Bitzur Yerom Imeni. King David says, on a rock you shall elevate me. So what is the significance? On a rock he shall elevate me. Does it really matter what surface King David is standing on? To mention that God will elevate him on a rock, doesn't matter if he's on a rock or on the sand or the water. From all the elements, on a rock you shall elevate me. It seems, is this just a random figure of speech or is it a deeper message? So the truth of the matter is, one of the names of Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God, is Tzur, rock. We say famously in our morning tefillah, in our morning service, Tzur Yisrael, the rock of Israel. Now why is God compared to a rock more than anything else? So that's one of the reason why God has so many names is that, you know, God is one Metzius, one essence, one being, but the way we understand him can be in many different ways, and that's why he has different names. One name, Hashem, Hashem, can reflect, for example, compassion. Elokim can reflect din, judgment. There's different aspects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we try to understand. And one of them is Tzur. So what is the idea that he is a Tzur, he is a rock? The answer is that we look around the world and we feel very unsettled. We feel very unstable. I mean, I don't think I need to elaborate. We're in the end of August of 2021, why we feel unsettled and unstable. Both on the global macro level and on a micro level, you know, things are very unsettling. We're not sure what the future holds. We're not sure what the situation is, you know, and on a financial level. We're not sure where it stands with the pandemic. We're not sure where it stands with the Jewish people. We're not sure. There's a lot of uncertainty. And as I discussed earlier in the chapter, we discussed that the uncertainty is really a source of a lot of people's anxiety. If we just knew what would be, people may be a lot more at peace, but there's a lot of uncertainty. So the idea of Tzur is that Tzur is a rock. A rock is stable. A rock is secure. When we stand on a rock, we feel more secure. And that's what King David is saying about our relationship with Hashem. When we feel, the beginning of the pasuk is, Ki Bitzpineni Bisuko Biyomra Rastireni. That Hashem will shield us in a sukkah, in a hut. But more than that, we're going to feel more secure than just being in a hut, so to speak. We're going to feel the stability. We're going to feel the security. We're going to feel the warmth, because we're going to feel as if we're standing on a rock where it's a very steady place. Now, the closer this idea in faith, the closer we get to God's presence in our life, the closer we feel that security, warmth, and stability. And faith is not an easy thing. Like I said many times, and what I've learned from many different wise people, is faith is not a simple thing. It's not like going to the ice cream store and saying, I believe. That's not the way faith works. Faith is a journey. It's a journey from the time we're very young till we get older. And our hope is that we want to feel that closeness, that security, that warmth and stability from the Melech Malchim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Almighty's presence. So that is the idea when we pray, Bitzur Yerom Imeni, that he will elevate me on a rock. I wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.